low on the nostalgia.
You're gonna open it that way again? You did that on again? The Patreon.
No, I'm sorry. I'll clap again. You
don't
think
do
of
it.
Something.
Don't. No. 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 Because welcome to Data Transfer season.
Welcome to Radio Free Tope.
Welcome to Radio Free Data Transfer. My name is Audrey, and I am also the nostalgia critic.
My name is Corla, and I'm, I'm Todd in the Shadows.
Lin
Kara.
I can't riff in that zone, really. I don't have riff potential in it, because I don't have any experience with that type of media.
Oh, babe, okay.
That click passed me by.
The Worst of All Possible Worlds episode has been pain for me to listen back to.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because, there was a period in my life where that was unironically, like, great shit to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
And to be fair, Lindsay Ellis still makes great, great content.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't.
How do I know that name, Lindsay Ellis? What does she do?
She does video essays on a whole bunch of media stuff, but particularly Disney.
Okay, maybe I know this person. I know that I've heard the name. What? Oh, I should probably turn my video on so that you can see my face while I'm talking to you, huh? I was watching my waveform populate on my Ableton, actually.
That makes lot of sense.
Are you seeing this? I have cute dangle earrings on, and they hang below my headphones.
Aw, that's adorable.
Yeah, I look cute as fuck.
Yeah.
Somebody told me today that this was my color. That like
it's
this,
like a golem this... is pissing out of your ear.
Yeah.
Because they're made of stone, so...
I see. Golems piss stones.
Yeah, and it's teardrop-shaped, and that's what fluid would do if it was particularly viscous.
All right.
Like a gem.
Like a gem. Like a piss gem.
God. I don't want to imagine Gollum's fucking...
needing to piss.
Bladder stones. Or what's the word I'm thinking of?
Kidney stones.
Kidney stones, yeah.
You ever had a kidney stone?
No. My dad has.
Yeah, I had a kidney stone one time. I was taking a lot of Benadryl and eating a lot of peanuts, which I found out is like a perfect storm for causing kidney stones. Because the
noted.
Don't eat peanuts and take Benadryl, because the Benadryl slows down your kidney function, and the peanuts have a lot of a particular mineral that builds up in your kidneys.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's no good. So I woke up. Yeah.
You end up rock tumbling a fucking stone in there.
Exactly. I woke up in incredibly intense pain at a very early hour in the day. I was like, oh my God, ow, fuck. And I'm like trying to stretch my back out. I thought I had like torn, like,
right,
fucked up something in my back.
Like in your general midsection.
Yeah, in your back. And you're trying to stretch it out, but you can't. And it's actually making it worse. And so you're like, what the fuck? And then you start Googling, and it goes, hey, maybe you have a kidney stone. And you go, hey, maybe I'm not going to work today. Because I have a fucking kidney stone, and I need to get that shit figured out. I'm going to go to the hospital and see what they want me to do, right?
Yeah, they're going to ultrasound smash that bitch.
Yeah, while I am preparing to go to the hospital, like I'm in enough pain that I'm like, I have to go to a hospital.
Yeah, you.
My buddy Amy hits me up and goes, do you want to go day drinking? And I go, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, yeah, I got the day off work. I got the day off work. Let's go. I was a pretty degenerate alcoholic at this point.
I mean, fair. Earlier, I was throwing away a can of Mike's Harder, and I'm like shaking it next to my ear. Like, is there any left?
Is there any booze left, in here?
Please? Yeah.
And we went to Goody Boy in the short north of Columbus, Ohio. And we were doing shots of Jameson and drinking beers. And I go, I'm feeling no pain at this point. Like, I'm all numbed up. Like, the alcohol is doing its job in that way. And I go, all right, I need to go piss. And I go to the bathroom. And I stand at the urinal. And while I'm at the urinal, I hear tink.
Tink.
And I go, hey, no more kidney stone. So I, you know, So here's to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, the way my dad described it was much the same, except his description of going to the bathroom was he had to sit down because it hurt too bad.
Yep.
And then he heard someone screaming for a couple of minutes and eventually realized it was him doing the screaming.
Ooh. That's why you got to get real drunk about it and have it not be that bad. Like, I didn't have very bad kidney stones.
Or at least not remember it so it can't scar you anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Except your urethra.
Except for your whole pipes on the way down from your kidney.
Now that I can sympathize with.
Yeah, because you tore your urethra by sneezing.
Yeah. Sneezing does many terrible things to me. It makes my limbs hurt really bad.
What does that mean?
What? I sneeze and my arms and my legs like freeze up in pain for a while.
I didn't know that.
I've mentioned that before, I could swear.
What if you went to a doctor about that?
What? Okay.
What are they going to do? Other than charge you $35,000.
Spinal surgery scares the shit out of me, and what if it's a herniated disc?
What if it's a herniated disc? Yeah, I got one of them, I'm pretty sure, because the front of my thigh, my right thigh, is kind of tingly and numb all the time.
Oh, no, it's a pinched nervy nerve.
My nerve is pinched up, because my back's just a nightmare. It's just a nightmare back there.
Yeah, and I got a fun little side, like lopsided curve, because I always carried a very heavy backpack on my right side through my childhood.
I did a little bit of that. I've got, we're just going through ailments now. I broke a growth plate in my right knee by trying to jump onto a trampoline from a running start. I just kind of brought my knee up into it and went tink off the fucking side of the thing. Went to the doctor and they were like, yeah, your growth plate's all fucked up now. You fucked up your growth plate. And I'm like, well, what do we do about that? And they're like, I don't know, get lifts in your one shoe, I guess, because your fucking one leg's going to be shorter than the other one now because you fucked up. I'm like, oh, no. And then later, I started getting severe back pain. And I went to a doctor and they were like, you remember that growth plate you fucked up all those years ago? Now your leg's longer. Your left leg is longer than your right leg. So when you walk, your gait's all weird and it throws off your back muscles. Also, you need to stretch more, shithead. And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, so,
that's
Jesus
my,
Christ.
That's my whole deal.
All right. Well, now that we're done explaining how time is moving forward and our bodies are failing us.
Deteriorating. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I can't wait to ride this meat back into the fucking ground.
Put me in a robot body. I want to have robot tits.
Robotates. I want to have a robot body, but human breasts.
Yeah.
But like big fucking swangers
as many
on like
as
a
I'm
metal
feeling
robo
that day.
Chest. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a multi-breast person.
I want hot swap genitals.
Yeah. Yeah. I want modular everything.
Yeah.
Like different chassis, not necessarily all of them humanoid.
Yeah.
Different motile limbs, interactive limbs.
Most of the time I would be humanoid, but my interactive limbs would go so fucking hard. Like, I would have so many different interface modes with different forms of machines and tools.
Yeah, Swiss Army fingers and shit.
Yeah.
Your hands could explode out like the fucking Ghost in the Shell typing GIF. You play piano like that, that'd be awesome.
How's that for words per minute? On your typing test.
I want a MIDI port that I can have for a penis.
So you can fuck that motherfucking NPC all goddamn night.
So I can fuck a keyboard, a synthesizer, because I am the most trans. Stick my dick in it, and while I'm coming, it's going...
Your nut noise is megalovania?
Well, the keyboard would be making megalovania while I'm doing normal nut noises. Who knows what head I have on that
right,
day? Who knows
what
kind of throat or voice I'm using?
Snake head.
Yeah, it could be fucking auto-tuned.
T-Pain head.
Could be not even human or English. Auto-tuned Hanar sex.
Language is stored in the head?
Yeah. Well... Huh.
Isn't
I didn't
it?
Think about that. Why are you fucking with me right now? I just want my noodle to be able to interface with technology.
Do you call it a noodle?
Noodle. Well, for now, while it's a pathetic little flesh thing,
well, it's
and
a
not
tiny...
a fantastic technological marvel between my legs, my cyber legs, crushing cyber melons for cyber OnlyFans, which is just OnlyFans.
I really enjoy cyber OnlyFans. What you sipping on now? What's that, seltzer?
Seltzer.
Every one of my co-hosts with their seltzer.
I like to burp.
You don't actually, burp no, as just, aggressively as we I do like, on the other program.
I like spicy drinks and spiky drinks.
Okay. No, I see what you're saying. I smell what you're stepping in. I like sweet beverages with far too much caffeine in them.
See, I enjoy that every once in a while, but in between, I gotta fucking cleanse my palate with some, like, spicy V8 or some bizarre shit.
spicy V8.
I will take V8 and I will season that shit like a soup with salt, pepper, garlic powder, sriracha.
Wow, sriracha in your V8.
Yeah, spicier. Make it hot.
What's in a Bloody Mary? Is that vodka? Yeah, so a little vodka, celery stick, maybe a slice of bacon.
Oh my god. I want to fuck bacon. I'm getting my wires crossed.
This is not 2009. You're not allowed to fuck bacon anymore.
You're not allowed to fuck bacon. You're not allowed to fuck Chuck Norris.
The woke mob will not let you fuck bacon any longer.
Because of what?
Because it's too epic.
I love you, babe.
I love you, too.
Oh, my God. How am I doing?
Yeah, what's up with you? How are you? I love how I didn't answer that question in the slightest for me.
Because
I'm in hell. I'm in holiday hell. It's just holiday hell. Yeah.
You're doing well with it, though. Like, I'm hearing you holding up pretty good, and it's
better than previous years, actually, and it's because I'm in a department that's not that fucking busy this time of year. So
right.
You're
not getting the brunt of it.
I fully fucked off all day today. I did nothing at work, and it was glorious.
Didn't you say you showed up 8 hours late?
Three.
Okay, I misheard you.
It's only three. I was 3 hours late to work today.
So you were going to do opening shift, and you showed up for closing?
Actually, yeah, I did, because we open at 9 a.m., so it was like a mid. It was an early mid that I was supposed to have, and I showed up for a close.
That's so funny.
And I roll in as my direct report, my manager's rolling in, and my coworker goes, "Audrey, where were you?" I'm like, "What do you mean? I'm 1 to 9. She goes, "Schedule says 10 to 6. And I'm like, "Huh." So I immediately go to my manager and I'm like, hey, she just got in too. She had no idea. She thought I'd been there the whole time.
What? What if?
And I go,
what if?
I go, hey, guess what? And she's like, what? And I'm like, I'm 3 hours late. And she goes, oh. She like shrugs. She's like, okay. Why? What do you care?
I just got here. None of that was my problem.
None of that is my problem in the slightest. How did the day go? And I'm like, well, Lexi was here and she said it wasn't busy. And she's like, okay. I'm like, what do you want to do about that? And she's like, nothing. Do you want to put in vacation time for the time that you missed and leave at 6? And I'm like, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Fuck yeah.
I love my boss. She's great. Ooh, that felt gross to say. I like my direct report. She is good to work with.
Okay, there you go. Workplace boundaries.
Yes.
How am
never,
I?
Never love your boss. How are you, Corla?
How am I? How am I doing? I had a birthday.
Birthday, Corla!
I had a birthday. We went out to eat Mexican food, and I had fucking all of my plate and a little bit off of both of my partners. I brought my local partners. They fucking got me a giant margarita.
Corla's local, number 132.
But did
your partners unionize?
Industrial polycule
workers, IPW.
Workers, IPW.
I like that. Or IPL, industrial polycule lovers.
Oh.
That could be something.
Love is work. in the sense that you got to keep working, keep yourself going. Like, you got to stay healthy enough to actually be a contributing member of any relationship with someone else.
True.
You got to make sure that you're reaching out and, like, understanding what it is that, that your partners, like, need from you individually.
Yeah.
And you got to, like, understand when you're going to be in a position that you can't give as much as you usually do and let people know. And fucking, it's work.
Yeah, it's work.
I'm playing video games.
Which video games?
Surprising no one, Corla is sticking her head in the sand, and the sand is made by... Hang on, who made... Fucking... Developers. Give me the developer. Angel Matrix. Annapurna Interactive.
Yes, Angel Matrix. The creators of Neon White!
Yeah! A fucking stylish game. Imagine if an SMT game was, one, respectful of your time, and two, a shooter instead of an RPG. Like a platformer with mild shooting elements instead of an RPG.
Yeah, I liken it to Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, very much a Mirror's Edge style game. Where
it's like an anime Mirror's Edge in heaven.
Yes. Shitty heaven at that, like Hazmat Hotel heaven.
Saccharin.
Like, wow, heaven. Everyone here sucks.
Yeah.
How did they get up here?
Well, they, you know, they follow the rules.
They follow the rules.
The fucking, the point of all that shit, of all that media that's like focuses on heaven as a place for rule following, that more focuses on the, that really more focuses on the chaos law axis for who gets into heaven.
Yeah, like SMT.
Than the good evil axis. Like talking in D&D terms. All that shit is to say that laws can be immoral and, you know, people that follow all the rules can be the worst people you've ever known. And people who break all the rules can be the best people you've ever known.
That's devils and there's some kind of celestial equivalent for chaotic good.
Yeah, celestials that are chaotic good. I believe those are devas the chaotic ones? I know that there are law elementals called axiomatics. Now we're getting into D&D cosmology.
I know in Pathfinder it would be an Azada, but I have no idea what it is in D&D.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Who cares?
Not me.
I've been playing video games. I got them all for my birthday. I had a great birthday.
What'd I get you for your birthday?
Yeah, pee-pee. Poo-poo pee-pee.
I got you better pee-pee.
You got me Atlas?
Yeah, we talked a little bit on RFTB this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tell Donovan about the game and about some of the fun times we've been having. It's great.
Did you mention how horny the designs are?
Oh, yeah. I said it. Well, I guess I didn't really emphasize that, but I did say it was like a furry game.
Which, the game doesn't either. Like, it's in your face when it's there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But it's not about the fact that everyone's, like,
stacked.
Huge titumed.
Yeah. That even the small titum is pretty big titum.
The small titum makes me feel insecure about my titum, yeah. I need more. I need
Channing
to fucking...
Titum.
Yeah, I need to take titum from all the trans masks who don't want it.
Yeah, oh my god, if there was a... Again, hot swap! If there was a fucking boob swap program... Yeah.
Just give me Disney's robots. Just let me switch my chest with
someone
else. Give
Disney robots to me. You know what else you should give to me?
The Northern Boys.
All right, motherfuckers. It's the Northern Boys. They're great. Shout out to the Northern Boys.
Shout out to the Northern Boys.
Shouts to the girls and the boys and the trans and the girls and the big bald men.
This one's for the ladies. This one's for the men.
One time for everyone in between. Yes, you gotta love them.
Yay! Okay, I'm gonna guess what you actually were going for. You better not assume my pronouns! What's Digimon?
It's Digimon is what I want to talk about now. Because Yay. This episode is called Big Trouble in Little Edo in the American, in the English version, or Shuriman's Martial Arts Chronicle, it says here, which is not at all, which is not at all the title that we saw on the dub.
Which was just like Shuriman's Martial Arts.
Shuriman's Mastery, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a bit shorter.
Yeah. A little bit more succinct. Perhaps. And maybe this is just a bad translation, Shuriman's Martial Arts Chronicle.
Chronicle. If I had to guess, it's probably like Shuriman Gaiden.
Probably something like that, yeah. So, the synopsis begins like this. This section of the article is a stub. You can help by expanding it. And somebody really needs to in this case, because I'm looking at 5 lines of text. So I'm fucked. Like my part of the show where I like read the synopsis and describe what happened in the show. I'm totally fucked. So I'm going to try it like this. The episode opens on a Geckomon freaking the fuck out. He's like, Gecko, 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 Gecko. And he's like running to the boss.
Yep.
He's like, what?
Shogun Geckomon.
He's like, what the fuck?
Big sleepy boy.
Shogun Geckomon's like, whatever, man.
And I'm sleepy.
That's my whole thing. And then the little Geckomon is like, yo, the fucking, there's Dark Tower. Because the episode actually opens on an Airdramon flying over an Edo era castle.
Yeah, yeah, and Ken on the back just going, hee hee hoo.
I'm evil. Ken has come to what appears to be a much expanded town surrounding Shogun Geckomon's castle. It looks like since the days that Mimi was there, things have really improved for them. They've been doing really well. They've expanded their dominion over some Mushroommon, I believe they're called.
Yeah, their castle has become a Kremlin in the time since we last saw them. Like, yeah. There's a whole city around it.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. I do enjoy that. Right?
Kremlin is like a castle surrounded by a city, right?
Kremlin. Well, the Kremlin is the center, is the Russian capital.
Okay, but the I'm sure there's a generic use for the term. I'm sure.
There are 12 Kremlins in Russia. There is the Kremlin, which is the seat of power in Russia.
Yeah, but noun, the citadel of a Russian city. So it's not Russian.
It's an Edo Kremlin.
Demlin.
So like that, there's just like the foreshadowing of the Digimon Emperor is coming to this area.
God damn it.
The Shogun Geckomon is very upset and says Gecko a whole bunch of times. He's like standing on like in the observation deck at the top of the castle, just like, you know, and he's like, the Digimon Kaiser has finally come this far. We gotta do something about this.
We gotta jet.
Sleep.
Yeah, I'm gonna sleep on it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a rest. That's no big deal. And then it cuts to the real world, where Daisuke is giving Vimon a bath.
They're both really cute.
It's really adorable. They're just in the bath having a good time.
Vimon's all ticklish, and Daisuke's like, I actually need to wash you. You smell like poopy.
You smell like the poop.
You smell like digipoo.
I've made so many care mistakes.
I know you're hungry, but please stop getting in the trash.
You are definitely turning into a Numamon.
You're lucky Digivices work around that shit.
New episode of the Data Transfer Patreon out, by the way, in case you didn't notice. I posted again. Yay! More.
I have no idea where we are because we recorded a lot of backlog.
It's just, we just got to the part where Andromon is a going concern, where we've digivolved into Andromon.
Yay! That's one of the best parts, because that's where the game really fucking opens up.
Yeah, it's cool.
As soon as you have an ultimate.
There's cool shit. The next episode's going to be great. Of the stuff we recorded. I'm kind of stalling because, like, then stuff happens, I guess. Yole is watching the news, and there's a news report about how Ken Ichijoji-kun is still missing. And she's like, you get the
for
sense
two
that
months
she,
now, was it?
Yeah, for 2 months. And you get the sense that she's sitting there watching it, and she's like, man, we got to go kick that dude's ass.
We have to go kill this man.
We have to go kill that motherfucker. Because she gets on the D3 device, or on the, what is, so there's the Digivice, and then there's the second piece of equipment that you have to have if you want to be a Digidestined.
No, that's just what the, oh no, yeah, they get the fucking data pad looking thing.
Yeah,
that
what
they
are
can
the
text
fucking,
with. No idea what that's called.
Digidestined gear. Oh, this is cute. I found a Reddit post where it has somebody's D3. They have a D1, and they have Hawkmon's or Haltzmon's Digimental.
That's
cute. But yeah, they have the little Palm Pilot thing. I had one of those when I was growing up. I had one of those when season 2 came out because I was a fucking nerd.
I was poor, so I never got to have any of the Digimon accessories.
Yeah, I'm sorry, babe.
That's okay.
I never had anybody to play with, if it makes you feel any better. It was a very lonely experience having these things.
Oh. No, I just feel bad for you now.
So she gathers, she's messaging everybody on the digit computer or whatever the fuck it's called. The egg store, it stores the eggs. And you know what I'm talking about if you're watching along. And she's like, we got to go fucking stomp this dude out, basically. She's like, all she says is we got to go to the digital world. Subtext, we got to go curb stomp this man. So they go. And I don't know how, like, do they pick where they, like, do they go where we dropping boys? Like, I don't know how they end up in these places.
I don't either.
Do they just, like,
they don't bother to elaborate on that much.
Yeah, they just power up into the computer and then they're in a place. And they're like, wow, look, it's a Edo-era Japanese town. And upon entering an ancient Japanese-like town, the Digidestined run into Ninjamon. That's just cutting right to that. Because there's this huge battle between Floralmon. Is it Floralmon? Yeah,
Floralmon and Mushmon.
And Mushroomon.
These two adorable new, like, rookie levels.
Floralmon is not
masses of in the streets.
Floralmon is not new. We have seen Floralmon
before.
No,
we saw Floralmon with Puppetmon.
With Puppetmon, yes. We learned that their attack is called Rain of Pollen or Allergy Attack.
Allergy Shower.
Allergy Shower.
In Japanese, which is fucked up. That is evil as far as attacks go.
As you know, I mean, you've heard me, babe, when I was having a real bad allergy attack.
Uh-huh.
I am very allergic to pollen and I would be completely fucked in this situation.
I'm not particularly allergic to most pollens. I do, however, have bad asthma that doesn't care which pollen it is. It will simply kill me regardless.
Yeah, it doesn't discriminate. But they get to fighting with the Floramon and the Mushroomon, and they're handling them in the rookie forms. Like, Armadamon is doing whatever his attack's fucking called. Patamon's doing
they're
air burst.
They're all calling their attacks. Fucking
Patamon slaps the piss out of a... Patamon slaps the piss out of a Floramon with his little wings on his head. Just like a piece of shit. It's fucking awesome. It's so good.
Oh, hold up. We missed the most important note I took, which is while Daisuke's in the bath, his mom overhears him laughing from the tickle fight and goes, he's laughing alone in the bathroom.
That was his sister. His mom and dad were watching
TV,
and his sister's
his sister's
I hope
just
he's
like,
okay.
What the fuck?
They're laughing in the bathroom. This is like before cell phones. Like, he wasn't on TikTok.
Right. He didn't bring like a little TV tuner in with him to watch whatever right. his parents are watching.
He's just laughing in the bathroom. laughing in the boys' room. So, but during this big fight with the Mushroomon and the Floramon, they run into Igamon, known as Ninjamon in the American version, who confronts Hawkmon with a shuriken attack. And Hawkmon's like, huh, a shuriken, huh? I happen to know somebody who's a master of the shuriken. And he's like, who are you talking about?
And Hawkmon are both just like, wow, a ninja, huh? Pretty yeah. shitty ninja. Yeah, you're this kind guy's of a, better at
you're
it.
You're kind of a gay ninja in Hawkman.
Kind of a gay ninja. Hey, show him a gayer, cooler ninja.
Show him an even gayer, cooler ninja made of springs.
And made of springs like a Kirby enemy.
Yeah.
Boring.
And it's the sassiest fucking Digivolution intro of all time because he's like, throws the shuriken at him and Hawkman dodges it and he's like, No. Let me show you.
You came at the king and you missed.
And you fucking missed, so game over.
It's so funny. I don't know where it's. They're both ninjas. I guess that's the you assume yeah. rivalry between ninjas.
Okay. I'm gonna give you some pushback on that. You run into two ninjas in real fucking life, and you don't think they're gonna fight each other for honor?
For no, because ninjas are political assassins. They have jobs to do.
But they also very much care. They very much care who is the better ninja and will fight to prove it. Yeah.
They were peasants like killing feudal lords.
I like fantasy ninja more than regular ninja.
Okay. You said in real life if I saw two you ninjas. You said in real life. My response was I would leave them be because they would kill me for seeing them.
For interfering and seeing them.
I would duck and hope they didn't see me.
What cologne do ninjas wear?
What?
Darkness scented cologne.
Good.
RealUltimatePower.net. Go check it out. It's still up. Go check out RealUltimatePower.net.
Yeah, Real Ultimate Power has the... Oh, God. I'm going to have to bleep this. Has the best suicide tips on
yeah!
the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to bleep that one.
I'm going to share some dark knowledge. What you're going to do is you're going to take a Frisbee and you're going to fold it in half. You're going to cover it in butter. Yes, and then you're yes, going to shove it yes, down your
yes,
throat.
Yes. And then you just let go. And that's the final step.
That's seppuku. That's how ninjas used to commit seppuku.
Oh, babe.
That's some deep shit. And there's definitely people listening to this who this is their first time hearing about RealUltimatePower.net. And I am so happy for them.
Yeah, they get to learn that ninjas flip out and kill people.
They're going to think this is the lamest shit they've ever read in their lives. Comedy has progressed so much further yeah, than this.
But it was like a 13-year-old
yeah,
the website.
When I was 15 and you were like... what would you have been? I'm 4 years older than you,
eight.
Right?
8 or 9.
How much older am I than you?
4 or 5 years.
Huh.
I'm 30. 13?
Yeah, and I'm 30 or 40 years old.
I'm 31. I just had a birthday.
Okay, yeah. So I would have been, 15. You would have been 11.
Okay, there we go. We did it.
We made it. We were reading this website just shitting our pants, so you need to go check that shit out right now, realultimatepower.net.
Hey, if we get to do this shit, 8-Bit Theater, go read all of it. Go read all of 8-Bit Theater. But that one's still going.
Did I tell you I had a Sprite comic for a while? I lost all of my Sprite comics because they were posted on MySpace, but I had a Sprite comic that I made a while ago.
No.
It's my first like internet like foray into doing like internet content. And this I was
right.
I think I was like 17.
Yeah.
It was actually I used the not Dragon's Crown. It is King of Dragons. I used the sprites from King of Dragons.
Ah, okay. That's neat.
Yeah,
Sprite comics.
Cool.
on the whole, were terrible.
Yeah,
but
and mine was really bad. Mine, like, was so bad, but it's, like, the first thing I ever tried to make, so that makes sense.
It's an approachable medium for children. Like, you're going to get mostly shit, but that's because it's creatives, like, figuring out how to create.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I still had those. I bet there's something good in them. I bet I could see something good in them.
We could cringe over them together.
I wish I had them. That'd be so cool. Okay. Okay.
You want to know what I used to put out on the internet?
What's that?
Fucking Mario Paint versions of songs I liked.
That's sick. That's so sick. You know what else is sick? When Ninjamon and Shuriman fight in a battle of honor to find out who is the best ninja.
That's right. I my note is ninja fight. Ninja fight.
It says so. And then it says here, they also run into the Gekkomon and Otamamon, whose leader, Shogun Gekkomon, is controlled by a dark spiral set by Ninjamon. Not how that happens.
No, that happens overnight
because of Ninjamon. So they a Gekkomon beckons them into like a side street with a manhole cover in Edo, Japan, which they comment on because they're fucking nerd lords. But so the Gekkomon like secrets them away to the castle, and they meet with Shogun Gekkomon, and they're like, "Well, what are we gonna do? We gotta have a plan." And Shogun Gekkomon goes, "I have a plan.
We're gonna sleep."
We're gonna sleep about
also,
it.
Also, we commented on the music in this section. It's like a mournful jazz version of the intro song.
Yeah, it's fucking
it's just
groovy.
Really good.
It was really groovy. You should note that when you're watching this episode in the Japanese. Watch the Japanese.
In the Japanese.
It's much better in this particular case.
Significantly.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool. So Shogun Gekkomon's like, "I'm going to go to sleep because that's how I handle my problems, much like me." And overnight, Ninjamon does what ninjas fucking do and sneaks into the Edo Arrow castle and slips. Like, it's kind of like a poison. You know what I mean?
It's a dark spiral.
It's a dark spiral, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. No, he does a political assassination, yes. Like a ninja's supposed to do. And then he flips out, and he kills people.
That's the thing you got to know about ninjas.
Hang in there, poster kitten. What's the advice animals?
Who was your favorite advice animal?
Velociraptor, because I liked to think I was smart.
Velociraptor was pretty good. I was a big fan of Insanity Wolf.
I knew you were going to say Insanity Wolf. That is very you.
Yeah. Some stuff about cutting your dick off with a chainsaw, and you know, it's great. So they are running. I'm just going to finish reading the synopsis, and then we can do a freewheeling discussion of the rest of the episode. They run out of the hiding place and trick Shogun Gekkomon into destroying the control spire, therefore disarming the dark spiral, completely ignoring the coolest part of this episode. So
it doesn't even stop the spiral. It takes off all the dark rings.
Yeah, it's stupid. Shogun Gekkomon is rampaging around the castle, just blowing up the town.
He is a big fat kaiju, and I love him.
He's great. And he's doing all these cool attacks. Like, he's doing, what's the name of his attack?
Fucking sound bursts through his horn. He claps his hand and just, like, levels a house.
Yeah.
What is the sound of one hand clapping?
Samurai Tone. Your house. Samurai Tone is the name of the ability that he uses. And he like does like a giant brown note and like blasts away parts of the castle. And all the armored Digimon are having to jump out of the way. Lydramon's just like wrecking groups of Mushroommon. But it's just not enough. So Pegasusmon and Nefertimon have the fucking brilliant idea to lure Shogun Gekkomon over to the control spire where he does a Samurai Tone at them. They dodge out the way, blow up the tower. Classic move out of them. That's like their thing that they do. Yep. During this time, this is the coolest fucking part of this episode, and I can't believe they missed it in the synopsis.
I know. We get the Sekiro Ninja Kite.
Yeah. So, Shuriman with Yole takes a ninja kite up to the roof of the castle where Ninjamon is there waiting for them, where Igamon is just like, so you've come, right? And he like jumps down and they stance up and they're throwing shurikens at each other. And it's like, it's one of the best fight scenes we've ever had in this series.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just,
it really is. It's so just dynamic and well-paced and fucking hype out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot to ask you to do this, babe. Can you describe Ninjamon?
Testicle ninja.
There you go.
He's just like a little red ball, basically.
He's just a little like skin colored ball with stumpy arms, legs, and a ninja hat.
Yeah. And a dark spiral in this case. Iga style shuriken throw is his special move. And they fight and it's dope and you need to watch it. At least get that clip if there is, probably somewhere on the internet you can find Ninjamon versus Shuriman as like a clip. Just watch that. That's so good.
They keep fighting even once the dark ring is gone.
That's the coolest thing about it.
Because they're ninjas. Because. And only one of them can be best ninja.
Right. That's how I feel like, about it. If I was a ninja and I ran into another ninja, I would have to know definitively who the best ninja was. I would have to know.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. You don't want competition in a fairly limited field of work.
Yeah. Also, it's like your special interest. You run into like somebody else who has your special ninja interest.
So you info dump at each other while trying to kill each other.
While killing, right, trying to kill each other. Well, yeah, are they not info dumping by showing off special moves?
That's a great point. This is fucking Chuni info dumping. Just like I used to do in middle school.
Hell yeah. But like the coolest part about it, when the dark spire blows up, you actually see the dark ring fall off and break from Ninjamon in the middle of the fight. And you're kind of like, I wonder if they're going to keep fighting. And they fucking do.
Ugh. It's so fucking sick.
It's tight as fuck.
And I just want to point out a little detail that Shuriman has two different ways to fly. He can spin his feet. He can spin his legs as propellers. Or he can spin the fidget spinner shuriken attached to his back.
Yeah. It's all propellers.
Yeah, we have yet another fucking airborne or at least air-capable ally, and still no one who can swim.
We're gonna get there pretty soon,
I think.
We had
Michael, but only for one episode.
We did have Michael, who had an incredible option for sea combat. Can you fucking imagine the arc where Michael and the rest of the American Digidestin team have to fight like a Dark Master style enemy, because you know Michael's like a leader character, and you get a fucking Metal Seadramon evolution on our team.
Yeah.
Oh my god. River of Power from an ally? Come on.
Oh my god. I need that now.
I need that. They should do the American Digidestin. They should just do a saga with the American Digidestin and have Michael be the leader.
They should do the Sentai thing of getting all the Red Rangers to team up.
That's what I'm saying. Daisuke, Tai, Michael, the other ones.
Takato. I forget who it is in Frontiers. I forget his name.
That would be so sick.
I don't know any of the rest of them.
Just, you don't even need to do like a whole thing. Just do like a one-off, like a single episode where they all get together and kick ass.
Yeah, there's a fucking formula for this. The Sentai shows have been doing it forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kamen Rider's been doing it forever. Just do the crossover.
Come on. Do the crossover.
Give me Gallantmon and Wargreymon.
Yeah.
And what the fuck is Imperial Dramon?
Yeah.
Ugh. I need it.
I need it. Be so sick. Okay.
And let them triangulate their power.
Big fat Beetleborg. Here's what I want you to do, Coralie. I want you to rate this episode on a scale of rookie to mega.
Ooh, I don't know if this one's a mega. It's fun. It's great. And we have one of the best fights so far. No poop monsters show up. We have decent... I don't know about character growth, but we have advancement of like what the world's been doing in the hundreds of years that pass in one Earth month. And I really liked getting to go to Ashina Castle. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna give it a mega. This one's a mega for me.
I'm also going to give it a mega because I got to talk about RealUltimatePower.net.
Yeah, fair enough.
Reason enough to give this episode a mega. I didn't know that I missed ninjas that much.
Are you familiar with real ninjas?
That sounds so familiar.
I'll show it to you after this. In fact, there's going to be a clip in here right now.
Real ninjas go commando in public.
I'm not wearing underwear today.
Nice. How'd you like that? Isn't that funny?
That was
the craziest thing you've ever heard.
So compelling.
It was fucking Avenue Q.
Why are we talking about Avenue Q?
You'll know.
Okay. Everyone's a little bit racist sometimes.
Sometimes.
I remember that.
Paula Abdul.
I remember that show being so important to the people around me when I was in college.
I know. It's such lib shit, too. It's like baby's first political, like,
analysis
satire.
Told from the perspective of Muppets.
Yeah. Admittedly, that's a great, like, avenue through which to do this kind of thing. It was just lib as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Urine Town was another thing that I was exposed to quite a bit.
We pissed the wall.
We sure do. Hey!
Pussy 2!
I would like you to put the Pussy 2 drop right there, like after I say hey.
You got it.
Okay.
Do you want me to send you pornography?
Please send pornography to me. Oh, please, okay. I want it so bad. Send it to me.
Yay! I'm I don't
How
know
long
if
are
you
we
can
going?
Oh, tell who this is gonna be. I don't know if you can tell who this is without me saying it, on account of he's not in armor or on a horse.
That's Gyobu Masataka Oniwa.
And Genichiro Ashina.
And as he breathes, you will not pass the castle gate.
You want to describe the image?
That is one of the few times in like a FromSoft game that I was happy I had the English on, like, because the English voice actor for Gyobu Masataka Oniwa fucking murders that line.
Puts his whole pussy into it.
As I breathe! Fucking, oh, rips. Okay, and he's fucking Ashina.
he's fucking Genichiro.
Fucking Genichiro. And they're both so ripped.
They are. They're crazy ripped.
And they're loving it. They're just having a grand old fucking time. And he's just slamming his butt. And then,
Genichiro,
they're cuddling. And then they're
fully
cuddling.
Hairless. And Gyobu has got hair everywhere.
This is true.
You can literally see it on his butt cheeks leading up to his crack.
That's true. Yeah, he has ass hair.
Very well realized.
Exactly. Very accurate ass hair. And then they're cuddling afterwards, and I can't tell what they're saying because it's in
it's
a language
snoring.
I don't read.
It's three Z's.
Oh,
from
cute.
Genichiro. They're just snoring.
What are they saying before?
I don't know. There's a heart in there, so presumably I'm coming. I love it. Something along those lines.
Makes sense.
I don't read it either. I just saw
sure.
The Z's.
Gyobu is like zonked in the second
He's
frame.
He's out. He topped. He came so hard while topping.
Yeah. Good for him. This
but
is
yeah.
cute, actually. I like this.
Oh, well, good, because you get more. Because anyone drawing Gyobu Masataka Oniwa in porn is doing so as a gay man.
Yeah.
With gay man sensibilities.
Yeah, Bara as fuck. The thickest neck I have ever seen on a character, I think.
He's got another neck supporting that neck,
he's
basically.
He's got so many necks. And not like the way I do. That's chins. I have more chins, than necks. He has more necks.
He has more necks than
the two of us. And he has wrapped up his genitals in what I believe to be traditional Japanese undergarments.
Yep.
And he's saying something, but I can't read it because it's in a script I don't read. But he's like looking down, like with some consternation at his wrappings.
Yeah, and he seems to be exerting himself, breath escaping. Like it took him some effort to put that fundoshi on. Yeah, I know what it's called. I was just letting you swim in your ignorance.
Well, now I know it's called a fundoshi. Now I know that.
Actually, it's called a fundoshi, Corla.
Actually, it is called a fundoshi.
I'm just for funsies, I'm gonna read you in order the tags on this one.
Okay.
Because I giggle every time I do this.
It makes I giggles.
Just shut up. Bara, body hair, bulge, chest hair, dark hair, facial hair, fundoshi, hairy, Japanese clothes, male only, mustache, muscular male, nose blush, sideburns, solo, thick eyebrows, tied hair, topless male undressing. Japanese text.
Nice.
Nice. And then, you can come every 24 hours. Come on this.
I forgot
Strike
about
folks,
that.
We're back to Pahil.
I forgot about that.
It's so funny. Oh, the artist for this is named Sugo 6969.
Hell yeah. Two of them.
Yeah.
6969, that's four people having a great time.
Well, it's two people having a great time and two people getting a little too warm.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you're fucking, your whole body is sandwiched between two whole other bodies. One of which has
the people,
their butt
you're
to
suggesting
your head.
That the people on the outside are having a good time.
Yes, and the people on the inside are cooking like Japanese hornets attacked by bees.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, there was no new Digimon that weren't child level, so
yep.
Audrey got to see Sekiro porn.
This
and
is
you
great.
Do too if you click on it.
If
you don't
click,
have to.
You don't have to.
It's
can't
it's
recommend it at
marked.
Work.
Don't
can't
do
recommend
that at
it
work
in your
unless,
workplace. You work somewhere cool.
You work at Cracked or somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, unless
they
you work
probably,
somewhere cool.
You probably shouldn't do that at Cracked either.
No, maybe not.
We should ask Alex.
Hey, funny enough, tomorrow we're recording a bonus episode with Alex and Jeremy
for
the RFTB Patreon, so go check that out if you like them.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, and maybe I will ask, was it cool to watch porn at Cracked? Was that, like, acceptable?
Was that allowed? Did it have the vibe of somewhere you could just whip it out?
Choose your digital champion, please.
Sean Baby from cracked.com.
My digital champion is, come on, Robert Evans.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Another
Wong. Cracked contributor. Yeah. Actually, my digital champion is Patamon for bitch slapping somebody with a swing.
Oh, my digital champion is Gatamon for having hypno powers?
Apparently. Why not?
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Adult level Digimon, hypno powers. It's not Monzimon this time. I'm here for it.
Yep. Yep. Hey.
So yeah, that's my digital champa bumpin'.
I love it. Patamon, once again, Patamon's gotten digital champion kind of a lot this season.
Just because it's such a good design.
Oh yeah.
He's one of the veterans, too.
He's
just like Audubon.
He's so cute.
He's been around the block before.
Oh,
he was overpowered last time.
He knows how to do some shit.
I love how they were like, we can ultimate Digivolve if the tower goes down, and then they don't ultimate Digivolve.
And they don't do that.
In fairness, that would have been insane overkill to bring out Anjuamon and Seraphimon. That's a lot.
Against Shogun Gekkomon.
Yeah, it's a lot for one guy you're not trying to kill.
Not trying to obliterate, yeah.
Along with his entire castle town.
Yeah.
Castle town.
I don't know that song. That reminds me of one of the themes from Bust a Move 2.
Yo, you seriously don't recognize the Ocarina of Time Castletown song?
Oh, it's from Ocarina? Why don't I recognize that?
You walk into a shop and he goes, bum, 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 bum. Let me tell you a story here at the very end of the episode.
Please.
As a kid, my dad and I would play Dragon Quest VIII a lot, and that game has gambling in it. And the best way to deal with gambling, of course, is to cheat like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
You can't cheat in-game, but you can cheat the concept of time and failure by saving and loading. But you have to save in a church. You can't just drop one in front of the roulette table. So, you know, we spent a long time saving, resetting, going to the roulette table, putting it all on one third of the table, losing, and then resetting again until we hit a jackpot. And when I say we spent a long time, I mean I could see that shit if I closed my eyes. Now, the other detail is we had a wireless controller for the PS2. So I was in the middle of continuing that grind session for yet another day and decided I got to go to the bathroom, but I just reset. I know the rough sequence of inputs to get me from there to the casino. So I take the controller with me. I use the bathroom, and I'm just like doing it, hoping that I've got everything timed right. At some point while I'm in the bathroom, Dad gets home and sees the game just playing itself with no one in the room. And not only, it's not like a fucking, like a track trailer, right? You would think it's just the game going, oh, here's some gameplay we show because you haven't touched the screen long enough.
Yeah.
And eventually he goes, no, that's what we were doing. Is it learning?
Did I burn it? Did we burn this into the screen somehow?
Is the game possessed? Eventually it's just like, hey, Cora, down the hallway. I'm like, yeah. And he's just like, are you doing that? I'm like, yeah, I'm pooping.
Incredible.
I thought you'd like that story.
That's so funny. I love that story. You know what else I love?
Me!
You, of course.
I love you too.
And so what I'm going to have you do, because I love you so much, is share with the audience your plugs.
Yeah, Post Ponies is another show very similar to this one, but with twice the cast, which doesn't it means we're talking over each other more.
Yeah.
Like a lot. It's like a constant game of leapfrog or crabs in a bucket, but the bucket is bits.
Crabs in a bit bucket.
Crabs in a bit crabs in a bucket. Post Ponies is a retrospective for My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, and the Rise of American Fascism, as run by four trans dorks, three of which are dating, and one of which is just wild. Cool, but wild.
Yeah. It should also be noted that I will once again say Donovan's plug for Post Ponies. It's four trans women yelling over each other, and it's awesome.
Oh, thank you, Dono. Smallgayhorse.com.
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 I got a URL for you. How about rftb.me, where you go find the website for Radio Free Tote Bag, a show about relationships. It's a show about relationships. The show about relationships.
Show. If there's any other show that says it's about relationships, they're lying to you. Yeah. It's a cult. Run away.
We're coming for that ass, Dan Savage. Hey, we beat you on the charts one week. You have to come on our show.
Yeah, Dan Savage, that man.
I will. I have. I will do it again.
God, you're cool.
Thank you. But yeah, we did. I'm not lying. We did chart higher than Savage Love one week on the U.S. charts, which is so cool. There's a little promo that I put out on my Twitter, which you can find me at. I am at RFTB Audrey on Twitter,
Audrey.
And at Odd bsky.social on Blue Sky. On. So check out either of those places for a little preview thing that I posted because it's very funny. I was doing the edit and I was struck by how funny a section of the episode was. And I was just like, I want to share this with more people. So I put together a little clip and put it on the intertube. So go check that out. And what else? Anything else, Corla?
That's it. Can I do the landing thingy?
Sure.
Yay. All right, folks. Head in the fire. Love y'all. Bye.
Get out there and buy the product.